following shiur has been delivered by Rav Meir Meisels and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Besides that field, the Gemara says that Yehuda was heard of a Leibosh. Yehuda said, Tzad can be many, but Tamar herself would not have said anything. Vihimutse, she was being brought out, and they were ready to burn her, and Afilu Hachi, she said nothing. The Gemara says, we see from here, Mutav La'odam, Shiapal Atzmai, Natech Kivshin Ha'esh, Yalbim Techavei Barabim. It's better for a person to be thrown into a burning furnace, and Chalila shouldn't go ahead and be Mavayish's friend, he shouldn't be Malbim Techavei Barabim. So, before we go into the Shaila, the Halach Lamais of this, I want to say over a pshat from the Chidah that explains what Tomer's Cheshbon was, and it's Masber also other things that Agamor says later on the Daf. And then is that even if Tamar would have said, Yehudin Sabra, even if Tamar would have come and said that she became pregnant from Yehuda, still she would be Chayiv Misa. If anything, Yehuda would also be Chayiv Misa. And it brings down from the Targum Yerushalmi that when Yehuda said, yeah, you're right, I was the one who was Mizana with her, so now they're both Chayiv Misa, they're both Chayiv Sreifa. Yerushalmi says, Almanas Kain, Omri Yehuda. Yehuda said, yeah, it was me, and until the Baskol came out and said, Mimene Yotzuk Fushim, the Abishah said this is the way I wanted it to happen, both of them would have been chayiv this Misa, this Sreifa, for this Nus of this Eshes Ish, and whatever the Halacha, the Bezin Yehuda Paskind, in Koyda Matan Teira. Mela, Frek the Chidah, what was Tomer going to gain by being Mavayah Shehuda? And he's saying, don't be Mavayah Shehuda, better be Mapal Techkiv Shanaish, Ba'al Yalvim Nechaver Barabim. Chayra, blaming Yehuda wouldn't have helped her anyways. Chidah answers with the Hemshech HaSugi by us. The Gemara says that the Samach Mem came and took the Simon and was merachik them and hid them and moved them far away. And really, they should not have been able to save Tamar. Vol Gavriel v'kirvam. Zog the Chidah, that once Tamar saw that the Simon are being brought closer, that the Simon are being brought back, Vayistos Min HaShemayim, they're going to make an ace. If she'll go ahead and say that it was from Yehuda, then they'll save her. Afa Pekain, Tamar didn't say anything because she didn't want to be Malbim Nechaver Abraham, she didn't want to be Mavayish Yehuda. La'ilam Heh, she said something, it would have worked and she would have been saved, but Afa Pekain, she didn't. Now, Halacha L'maisa, Argamor sounds like if somebody would come to you with a gun and say, go ahead and be Malbim Nechaver Abraham, go ahead and be Mavayish somebody. So you be mechuyif to say shoot me and chalila I'm not going to go embarrass him. Zeh shteit mutav la'odim sheyapal atzma techkiv shenaish should give up his life be thrown into a fire by yam nechaveri berabim. And the Gemara, this Gemara is brought down in a couple places. Tosis by us already asked the kasha how come it's not on the list of the gimel of eris chamuris gidei raish v'chazdama v'dizara where we know the halacha is yaharik val yavar person has to let himself be killed and not chalila be'ever daveru. What about abonus ponim? And Taisus answers, the lechosh of lei, b'hadei gimel averis, she'enayim d'vevei kuach nefesh. We didn't put it on the list because it's not mefurish b'teira, it's not a avera mefuresh b'teira, and therefore we didn't bring it down. The Rambam, in Hilchos Yisei De'Atera Perakei, when he goes through the halachas of Kiddush Hashem, v'chilu Hashem, chayiv kol odom to mekadeshem shemayim b'rabim, and the Rambam says that for the gimel averis chamuris, for gidei raish, v'chazam avadizor, a person has to give up his life, no matter what, no matter when. The Rambam also does not bring down Halbonas Ponim. The Prichodosh in the Hagoyis Mayim Chaim on that Rambam says that same thing as Taisus. It's Sechens to our Taisus that again the Rambam only brings down Halochas Mufuroshes, Halochas Psukas. This is not such a Klara Halochas, such a Mufurosh Halocha. It's not written Lahedi in the Torah. And therefore, again, it's not a Raya from the Hashmatos HaRambam that we don't paskin Yehorog Val Yavr. V'me'irim Brachas Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara brings down this member. The Miri says it's derech tzachas. The Gemara does not mean halach l'maisa that a person is mukhi to give up his life. And he says, you see, there's other agaritas that are also written b'loshen tzachas, and kilu was an exaggeration. We don't mean mamish what it says. We find other places that we find similar such expressions in agaritas. At the Gemara at the end of Baba Kama, Rabbi Yechanan says, kol ha-goizel es chaveri shavar pruta kilu noitel nishmosei. Somebody who steals a pruta from his friend is as if he kills him. And we know the halacha is that a person is in a mokum sakana, is mutu lahatzal atzmi, but mama chaveri. A person is allowed to save himself with somebody else's money. I a goizel shaver prutis kilu neutel nishmosai and retziches yarg val yaver. So it's clear that not every memory of the Gemara that makes a ki'ilu and makes a dimion from one avera to another, one mitzvah to another, is mamash meant halach l'maisa, and therefore a person would not be mechuyev to give up his life, not to be mevayish its friend, the rabbi. Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva says, habonas parim, embarrassing somebody, is avak ritzicha. It's chelik of ritzicha, it's not ritzicha mamash. And l'chayril, if you would, he's saying, the Isser of Habonas Panim is really Nichlal in the Isser of Ritzicha. In the same way we say Yaharag Val Yavar. On the Isser of Ritzicha, we would say it also on the Isser of Habonas Panim. And that could be Pshat in the Rambam, why the Rambam was Mashmidit, because it's really Nichlal in what he says there in Perak Hey Halacha Beis. It's part of the Isser of Killing. Shlomi Zalman Orbach, in Shuvas Micha Shlomi, in Chelik Aleph, Simon Zayin, in Hanaf Hey, deals with Ishaila. Halach l'maisa is a person mechuyev to be meisha nefesh. He brings down the machlokes of Rishonim. And then he says, it's poshut, there's no havamina to say that if you see somebody being roidav achar chaveri l'vai shoy, you're allowed to kill him, nitin latzila b'nashe. Even though we know that if somebody's roidav achar chaveri l'hargoy, a roidav, or more tells us a roidav achar erva, somebody's chasing after erva to do isra v'arayis, which is also yaharag v'ayavar, isn't it natzila ben ashrei? Be allowed to kill that bal avera, kill that roitzeach, kill that noyif before he has a chance to do the avera, and is dame b'roishay, it's mutter to kill him. It's partial to Dr. Rishlam Zalman that to kill somebody who's on his way to be mal b'nei chaveri b'rabin, you have no rishus. However, clear to Rishlam Zalman, what about Chilul Shabbos? Dehainu, we know that Pikuach Nefesh is Derech Chilul Shabbos. Shabbos is a mitzvah chamura, Shabbos is very chomer. Afal Pikein, when it comes to a Shaila Pikuach Nefesh, we say, go ahead and be Michal Shabbos, Gdolim should be Israel, a Godel, not a Isha, not a Kotan, should go ahead and be Michal Shabbos to go ahead and save this Chayla, to save this person from a situation of Pikuach Nefesh. Eba say, Pikuach Nefesh is very chomer. And Halbonas Panim is more chomer than Pikuach Nefesh. So if you can Mechal Shabbos to Pikuach Nefesh, Kol Shekein v'Kol Shekein, you should allow Mechal Shabbos to save somebody from Halbonas Panim. Rishlam Zalman brings down from Rishlam Kluger, who says that a person who sees his friend drowning in the Yam is not mechuyev to mevaze himself to jump in and save him. And Rishlam Kluger brings a Raya Brewer from Gemara Sanhedrin to find him. Gemara says, a Maisa v'Echad that was Nisavah to a Visa Isha. And Gemara said, Yomos, let him die, and Chalila not make Bnei Yisrael hefker. So says the Gemara says, Lamanda Omar, that she was a Isha Sish, we understand. Lamanda Omar, that Isha was only a Pnuya, what's the problem? And the Gemara answers, Amar of Papa, Mishum Gam Mishpacha. She be Zoyin to the Mishpacha. Rishlam Kluger advises from there that a person is not Mechiv to Mivaze himself to save another person's life. So you see, Klor, that Bizoyin in some way is more chomer than Ritzicha. You're allowed to not go ahead and jump into the ocean to save somebody, because it can be Zoyin to you to be jumping into the ocean in the middle of everything. So, in Melo Zokhtar Shlomo Zalman, we see that Habonas Panim, Bizoyin is more chomer than Ritzicha, and Ebazei, we should be allowed to Michal Shabbos to save a person from Bizoyin. Shlomo Zalman says, Lamaisa, there are other cases of Bizoyin, and there it's clear that it's mutter to Mivaz another person. L'marshal, somebody knows about an Adam Choshev that stole from him. And he has Edus, he has a Raya Brura. It's not just a Haggadah Seirechot, he's going to come into Bezin and start being Metzilaz and saying Lashon Hara about him. It's Klor, he has Rais, he has Hechrechim, and he'll get the person in trouble, he'll make the person pay him back. At the same time, he's going to Mavaz the person. Nobody's going to tell you that Mutav L'Adam Sheyapel, Asma Techkir Shneish L'Yalb Nechaveri B'Rabim, is going to say that he's Mechuyiv not to go ahead and be Tevea. Let Adam Godel, let Adam Choshev embezzle him for the money that he owes him. So you see that Kolzman, that person is wrong, then Zicher, you'll be allowed to be Mavazim. And Shlomo Zalman doesn't pass in Klor, Ahaloch Lamais on this. Shlomo Zalman brings another Nidin in this Tshuva, and that is, what would happen if somebody is a very, very rich person, before the days of insurance, and fire starts in his house on Shabbos? and this fire is going to destroy all of his money. His mishpacha is already out of the house. There's no shayla pikuach nefesh, and it's going to be a hefsed moment to him. He's going to be completely bankrupt. And the zikr is going to come to bizyonis and habonas panim. All of a sudden, he's going to turn into a araman overnight. He's going to be completely broke, bankrupt. He's going to honor machzor al psachim, and it could be he owes money, and he's going to have a lot of tzar, and it could come to pikuach nefesh. We don't say that it's mutter to put out a fire on Shabbos to save a person from Agmas Nefesh, to save a person from Bizyonis. So it's clear that the halachas of Shabbos l'chayra are not nidche, even though the Isurim of Halbonas Parim are very, very chomer. Just have a small ha'ara, and this is Shlomo Zalman, and that is that the chetimtza for such a shayla really doesn't start. Why? We know that in order for a person to become nisbayish, in order for a person to be klikibul for bizyonis, he has to have a certain level of gaiva, a certain level of holding of himself. And mimela, when somebody's mivayishim, he gets embarrassed and his face turns white, and that's how the mivayish was over the isser halbonas ponim. If a person considers himself nothing, then you can't be mivayishim, and the person, even though he wants to be malvim nechaveri barabim, he's not going to be able to do it. Because the chaver who is trying to be mivayish is simply not a klikibul for bizyonis. He's simply not available to become embarrassed. He's beyond, he's above it. Mimela, let's say you're standing in the shul, in the back of the shul, and a fellow walks up to you, he says, I'm about to go, I'm going to give it to the Rav, I'm going to embarrass him. How do you have a shayla zemutter for the aver of Habonas Ponim to Michal Shabbos and stop the fellow? Maybe the Rav couldn't sleep last night, and he learned 3-4 hours of Mesil Sashar Mechavis Halvavis. And today he's holding so close to the Eivishter that nothing in the world could shter him, nothing in the world could embarrass him, b'mivayish him. And Mimela, even though this person thinks he's going to go b'mivayish the Rav, he's not really going to do it. If you see a person chasing after a fellow with a knife, so you know, b'derech hateva, he's going to come after him with a knife, he's going to get him, he's going to kill him. He's chasing after Erva, you know, if he catches up to that Isha, he's going to do what he wants to do. But L'chair over here calls man that the person is the Nisbayish is not a klikibul for bizyonis, then even if he does whatever he wants to him to be mivayish him, he may not actually become embarrassed, he may not actually get talbonus upon him. And Melas, Sorachin, how the whole Shabbat could start, how you could ever have a hava mina to go ahead and be Michal Shabbos, to go ahead and, like Rosh Hashanah says, for sure not to do, to go ahead and nitin latzila ben ashtri, to kill the roidif before he goes to be mivayish, chayr, it's always mitlatol in the das hamisbayish. And you never know for sure that he's going to become embarrassed.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.